are back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we are taking you on some water-based adventures for 2021. One of them that you can enjoy is found in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge, specifically on the White Salmon and Klickitat Rivers. The person that wants to take you whitewater rafting there is Mark Zoller. He is the owner of Zoller's Outdoor Odysseys. Mark, it is great to have you back on the air.
Thank you for having me back, John. It's been too long, by the way. What is it, 10, 12 years ago?
Well, we've talked on the air since then, but the last time I went rafting with you was about 10, 12 years ago, and I have an embarrassing admission to make to everybody out there. The one thing you never want to do as a client when you're whitewater rafting is lose your paddle, but when we went over a waterfall, I lost my paddle, and you never saw it again, and I'm really sorry about that.
Yes, you still owe me $22.50 plus shipping.
I'll take care of that one of these days, I promise. Now, there's been a lot of changes on the White Salmon River since I went rafting with you. First and foremost, a dam that used to be there is no longer there. What does that mean for your rafting trips?
Yeah, with the removal of Condon Dam, the White Salmon River is now 100% free-flowing river. And in all my growing up, you know, I always knew Northwestern Lake Reservoir, the big reservoir we floated into at the end of the rafting trips, the places where I wanted to go for an ice-cold swim, the places where I fished for trout. Well, Condon Dam is gone, so that extends our whitewater rafting offerings on the lower end of the river. We call it the lower gorge of the White Salmon.
All right, so let's talk about the specific trips you offer on the White Salmon River and what rafters are going to enjoy. And first and foremost, let's talk about what's required. Is there a certain age, certain fitness level, certain experience level, or can basically anybody go on these trips?
Yeah, the beauty of the White Salmon River is twofold. One, that it's always fun whitewater because it's a tight constriction canyon. It has glacier feeds and spring feeds, plenty of water all summer long. So that's reason number one, it's so much fun. But number two is that there's multiple sections you can raft with different difficulty levels. So if you've got mom and pops and the grandkids and you want to come have a good, splashy, great time, we've got the perfect run for you. If you're looking for the extended, longer trip, the White Salmon River can provide it. If you're looking for super high adventure, the White Salmon River has it. And it's not a large section of water. We're talking the rafting section is right about 20 miles long. But within that 20 miles, there's a little bit different offering for everyone. So we take kids, and this is on the young side, John, as young as 6 and 7 on the middle gorge of the White Salmon River. No experience is necessary. You just need to pay attention. If we tell you to forward paddle, forward paddle. If we tell you to hang on, you should hang on. And for those youngsters, you know, we don't expect them to be any influence in the paddling. They might have a paddle in their hand and they're trying to keep pace. Reality is they're not making the raft go anywhere. They're just having the experience. And in fact, if kids or even some adults just want to hang on, they can do that.
And hang on to your paddle too, folks. So
yeah, good tip.
So class 4 rapids are where you can find the White Salmon, except for one class 5 waterfall. Now, what was it? Is it Hewsome Falls?
Yeah, Hewsome Falls.
And it's 500-foot drop, as I recall, right?
Yeah. It feels like it. Hewsome Falls is the highest commercially run waterfall in the United States, and it is the midway point of most of our trips. It's the finish line for one of them. Every one of our trips gets the option of Hewsome Falls. And now you heard that word, John, option. You remember when you were here, not everybody ran the waterfall because not everybody wants that big of an adventure. So I always encourage people when they're seeking out their fun, when you read about Hewsome Falls and the big drop, don't think you have to do it. A lot of people walk around and they cheer for the people that are going to go over.
Right.
And then a lot of folks want to go over and we do some special practicing to get them tucked into that raft just right and they can take the big plunge. And John, it's kind of like NASCAR when we're out there. The people that didn't run the waterfall all cheering for their raft to do well, but they are hoping for one wipeout during the day.
Now, the falls, it isn't 500 feet. As I recall, what is it, 12, 14 feet?
Yeah, it's about 14 feet from the high point to the low point, but it's a little bit cascading. So the sheer vertical plunge when you're kind of free falling is right about 9 feet.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the most exciting whitewater moment I ever had in my life. And yes, folks, that is exactly where I lost that paddle, which I still owe Mark $22.50 for. Let's talk about the Klickitat River. Most people, when they think of the Klickitat, they think steelhead and trout fishing, but there's some good Class 3 rafting, too.
There is, and the Klickitat River hosts an abundance of fish, but it also hosts an abundance of whitewater. The difference between the Klickitat and white salmon is the amount of volume that is sustained through the summer. So the Klickitat River dwindles in volume so much that we can't run it, you know, July and August. It's just too little water.
Right.
But for the springtime and into June, it is just a whitewater miracle. And I guarantee you, if it had water all summer long, it would be the most popular river in the state of Washington. It's that much fun, and it's that beautiful because it's got three layers of basalt coming through it from the lava flows. And you can see them distinctly in the canyon. And that gives us these headwalls that go 150, 200 feet straight up out of the side of the river. There's like three or four of these magnificent headwalls coming up. We even see mountain goats on this trip from time to time.
Wow.
It is absolutely stunning on the Klickitat River.
Oh, I love the Klick. And I love the oak tree savannas and wild turkey.
Yep.
You're going to probably see those too. Where do you launch? Do you launch in Klickitat and go downstream from there?
Not in the town of Klickitat. No, we are, a good 30 miles upstream.
Okay.
The nearest town will be the town of Glenwood.
Gotcha.
And so we pull out of Glenwood, go on a dirt road for a while, and we launch our rafts just downstream of the Yakima Nation, and then do a 21-mile float down the river.
One other thing that you offer, at least I saw on your website, that I was very curious about, you actually offer a guide school for aspiring whitewater rafting guides, but I understand it's not just rafting guides that go to the school.
It's not. It's more of a river enthusiast school. Now, the whitewater schools, if you look across the nation, you hear outfitters such as myself say, come to our raft guide school, and if you do really good, we'll give you a job.
Right.
Pay me $700, and you might get a job. I never wanted to do whitewater schools because of that. I don't need to find employees that way. We get our employees other ways. But my guides, specifically Ryan, kept saying, come on, Mark, let's start a whitewater school. And I said, I will only do it if it's not about employment. It's got about enthusiasts taking it to the next level. And we've been doing this now for about 10 years or so. And it is amazing because we get exactly those type of people. They're mostly repeat customers who want to take it to the next level. They want to learn what it is to captain that raft. They want to understand some of the safety principles of what to look for to keep yourself out of trouble. They want to experience flipping a raft upside down on purpose and then getting it flipped right side up. And the cross-section of Americans that we have that come into this school is absolutely amazing. Everything, I remember once we had a chief of staff for one of our U.S. senators.
Oh, wow.
Another time we had a prosecuting attorney, a wine salesman, just this mix of everyone joins in, and different people, but with one common love. That's going to be on the water and learn something new.
I love it. So bottom line is this, folks, whether you want to up your river rafting game, if you want to get more experience so you can handle the oars yourself, or if you just want to enjoy some fun trips on the white salmon or the Klickitat, the website to go to is zooraft.com. That's zooraft.com for Zoeller's Outdoor Odysseys, offering rafting trips in the Columbia River Gorge, one of the most beautiful places on earth. Mark, thanks for sharing this with us, and I hope you have a great summer.
Thank you, John. Take care.